The Department of Sensitive Crimes, written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by Saul Reichlin.
Sirin, said Dr. Svensson gravely, but with a smile, behind his horn-rimmed glasses, and then waited for the response. There would be an answer to this one-word sentence, but he would have to wait to see what it was. Ulf Varje, born in Malmö, Sweden, the son of Ture and Liv Varje, only too briefly married, now single again, 38, and therefore fast approaching what he thought of as a watershed. After 40, Ulf, said his friend Lush, where does one go? That same Ulf Varje raised his eyes to the ceiling when his therapist said, Sören. And then Ulf himself, almost without thinking, replied, Sören? The therapist, kind Dr. Svensson, as so many of his patients described him, shook his head. He knew that a therapist should not shake his head, and he had tried to stop himself from doing it too often. But it happened automatically, in the same way as we make so many gestures without really thinking about them. Twitches, sniffs, movements of the eyebrow, the folding and unfolding of legs. Although many of these acts are meaningless, mere concomitants of being alive, shaking one's head implies disapprobation. And kind Dr. Svensson did not disapprove. He understood, which is quite different from disapproving. But now he disapproved. And he shook his head before he reminded himself not to disapprove and not to shake his head.
Are you asking me or telling me? He said. Because you shouldn't be asking, you know. The whole point of free association, Mr. Varje, is to bring to the surface, to outward expression, the things that are below the surface.
To bring to the surface the things that are below the surface. Ulf liked that. That, he thought, is what I do every time I go into the office. I get out of bed in the morning to bring to the surface the things that are below the surface.